All right, everybody, welcome back to Say Your Name and Spell It. We're here on the beach. It's summer vacation.
Zach, what are you talking about, bro?
What do you mean?
Like we're in the podcast studio. It's not summer. We still got 3 weeks left.
Okay, turn the sound effect off.
Cut that stuff off. Let's just start the show.
Listen, it was wishful thinking.
This is the last one of our season. We're going to go out with a bang.
Yes.
Let's do it the right way.
Well, we are so excited for the end of the year.
That's right.
Are you? It's May. What is it? Time is this recording? May 13th?
Is it? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. It is.
It's a Saturday morning.
Well, you know, it's the only time we could fit in to record one of these podcasts.
We're doing finals, grades, we're doing the last minute broadcast for graduation and all these other things. It's a busy year for TV teachers.
Yes, it is. And shout out to all of you that are doing streams for graduation and all these special events.
And all the recognition and love we get back for doing it. It's not like administrators are telling us, hey, do this now. And we're like, oh, thanks for the admiration. Right? They're always so grateful for it.
Well, I'm Zach Garrett. Welcome back to Say Your Name and Spell It.
And I'm Omar Delgado, and in this episode, we're going to give you a recap of this STN year.
What a year it's been.
Oh, man. Highs, lows, memorable moments. Like what Ben said in one of the first episodes, STN moments.
That's right. We have a lot to talk about
today.
It was
a great, great year.
It was. And I can't believe it's been a year since I've moved down to Miami.
Yeah, you were looking for apartments around this time last year.
I really was. I really was.
And now you're half Cuban.
I think so. Well, I think I always had a little bit of Cuban in me.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Yep. Always had a little cafecito running through my sangre, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's get this bad boy started, man.
Let's go. So let's go back to last summer.
Right.
When we were getting started with the year. I guess the format we can follow is, like, what are some things that maybe you started new that worked well, and then things that we probably could do better next year?
Absolutely. So I had a schedule to keep. So we actually did more. We created more content this year than we ever have. I think it's just because it was the first year that we were kind of back to normal after the whole COVID fiasco. We had a monthly podcast. We had a live daily show. We had our monthly show, The Voyage. We had our monthly sports show, The Ship. And we had our daily social media show, which was created because my kids saw a school from across the way and said, hey, if they're doing it, we could do this as well.
We're still not going to talk about that broadcast excellence moment.
I'm not bringing that up. I'm just saying your school inspired ours to do a daily social media show, and it ended up turning out pretty well for us.
Well, and that's okay. You know, we like to inspire our competition.
I love it.
You know, that's part of it.
I love it.
But it is cool to be able to see, like, you know, when the kids look at each other's work and they said, you know what, we can do something.
Absolutely.
We can do this. And yep. I think that was really cool that you all started that. And I can't take credit really for that full idea because I took it from Karin McKimmy, the queen of broadcast.
STN mom.
That's right, up in South Carolina. Hello, Karin. We're doing okay. Thanks for asking.
So, yeah, I kept the schedule. I was on top of the kids. I was holding them responsible for it. I wasn't expecting a social media show. My senior president, Lucas Figueroa, was like, hey, we have a bunch of freshmen here that want to get involved. They're not going to be doing the daily show. They're not prepared. But what if I just teach them how to do this? And that's how the crusade was started. And it ended up winning a Broadcast Excellence Award, which my freshmen were ecstatic about. But yeah, it was. I'm definitely going to keep that. That worked out really, really well. I had a senior-led team. I just said goodbye to them yesterday. It was the last day for seniors.
I saw your post. That was very nice.
Yeah, they're going to be missed. They ended up being probably the most successful CCNN group ever.
And how many seniors was that?
I think it was like 7 or 8.
Oh my gosh, that's a big chunk of your leadership.
Yeah. I have 3 seniors next year.
Wow.
The seniors for next year were freshmen when we were virtual.
Oh my gosh.
So CCNN was hard to run that year.
Yeah.
But the good news is I have about 9 juniors next year and I have about 10 sophomores next year and my incoming class is like 25. But Sebastian, who was here a couple of episodes ago, he's my new president for next year and he has his hands full. So Sebastian, if you're listening, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Yes, he's very talented. And Amelie, who is here, she's going to be our vice president. And,
awesome.
And you met Desmond.
Yes, I do. Yes. That guy's a stud.
He's going to be our president next year. We're really excited about that. But I think looking back to last summer, starting the year, obviously I was in a different position.
Yeah,
than you
were starting a program.
I was just really trying to figure out all the nuts and bolts of Raider Vision. And I think looking ahead to next year, a few things that worked.
Before you talk about this, right? I'm going to ask you some questions.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
I'm on the hot seat.
Remember where you left off, okay? Your first year, brand new program, brand new kids. They didn't know you from the guy in the corner. You were able to join STN, get a bunch of individual kids and make them a team, have success at STN Challenge, not have that much success at Fall Nationals.
Right. Then go, zero success.
Right. Well, then go to convention and, I mean, for a first-year program to go and win Crazy 8 Morning Show, if that's not proof for everyone that if your heart's in it and you put the work, you can succeed, Zach Garrett is your example. Call him up. Call him up. He's got the answers.
I don't have all the answers. I just talk to a lot of other people that have the answers, and I curate a great pool of answers. No, I think – thank you for that. I think really it was a team effort, and I say that like fully, honestly, truthfully. Like that's really what it was, right? I mean, obviously it takes somebody to lead the team forward. Yep. But if we don't have stories, we don't have anything. We don't have
it's
a show.
It's all about telling a story.
And if we don't have kids that are motivated and engaged in what they're doing, then, I mean, I can preach all I want. Then we're not going to, you know. And we have a great support system, too. You know, my co-teacher, Mike Silver, who's been there
great
for
guy,
over
Mike, yep.
25 years at Gulliver running the program before me. I mean, he's set up a great foundation for us. And so now as we move forward, we're looking to do bigger and better things with competitions and engagement in our community.
Just raise that bar every year somehow,
and
some way.
And so that's really going to be our theme, is just how can we elevate everything that we do, right? And so looking back to when we got started, that episode with Karin, really, I mean, I learned a lot on that podcast too, about building team culture. You know, if your kids don't know you, if they don't understand why they're doing it.
Win, lose, draw. They got to believe in it. That is the key to a TV teacher. Forget the X's and O's. Forget what's in the book, in the textbook. Forget about the right way to pan and tilt and focus and edit.
Right.
Create a culture, and those kids will work their butts off for you.
Yeah, and that's the tell-all sign for all of this is, like, if the kids know that you are invested in this process,
yes,
this lifestyle that we live, then they're going to work that much harder.
Absolutely.
Right? Because if not, they're just going to come in and execute the assignment.
Yep.
Right? But we all know the first thing our kids turn in is hardly ever what airs.
Never. Never. I have a package before we got here. I saw one of my kids do a pretty cool story, and they were super excited about it, and I had to break their hearts. Like, yeah, that's not going
to
air.
Well, and that was one of the first things, just looking back, I remember saying to my kids was, because I was really worried about like how they would receive feedback, right? Because this has been, it has been a program for over 20 years. And they're used to doing things a certain way. And so for me to come in and have a different perspective and say, well, this isn't good enough, right? Thank you for your efforts.
Right.
Thank you for pouring your heart into this.
Elevate.
But let me show you how to make this.
Elevate.
How to take this from good to great.
Yep.
And so that was big for us. I think another thing is you mentioned something too, you created more content this year than ever.
Yep.
That's the same for me. You know, I this is the first year that I've really had to like break down on a spreadsheet. Okay, what have we created and who did it, because we submitted to all these contests.
Right.
But that's really been a key for us, is like keep track of all the content we've created, who created it, who was on that team, and then what contest we submitted to, because it's nice to build a pool of data.
You kind of got this idea from you and I talking, right? So listen, I'm not hating on anybody's teaching style. Everyone do what you do best and what makes you comfortable. The reason why Columbus and CCNN are able to submit so much is because we don't concentrate on our shows. We don't concentrate on our daily show. We don't concentrate on the voyage. We don't concentrate on the ship. We concentrate on our content, and the content creates the shows.
Yes.
So we are creating so much content that we build our shows around the content that we create.
Well, and that was a big mindset shift
for
me, because I remember even the beginning of the year, and that's one thing I'll say that I'm going to stop, and I've already stopped, is the show is like the main thing,
it's
right? Because like what I would do is I would assign kids to all these segments and like try to form this show team, and then STN Challenge would start, and then I'd have to pause everything we were doing and then shift to that.
Nope.
And I'm thinking, wait, hold on a second. And you said it too, like, why can't we just take all that STN Challenge content and send it into a show. And build it that way?
Yeah.
And then you're not doing two things at once.
Exactly. Make your life easier, man.
Right. And so that's been really helpful. So I stopped.
And I understand some teachers are more on the production side, and they're really big on creating producers and executives and stage managers and that stuff. And that's important. I'm not taking anything away from that, right? But if you just shift focus onto creating the content, the kids are going to want to do all those jobs because they're going to want their content aired. If they're just showing up every morning because they want to be a producer, that pool of kids that just want to be producers, it's a lot smaller than the kids that want to create content. You can make a content creator into a producer. You're probably not going to make a producer into a content creator. So if you shift that mindset, you're going to see that you're going to be able to create more, to have more success at contests like STN and, you know, things like locally around your neighborhood.
Well, an additional point on that is, for me, if my kids want to be in leadership, because we just did our big leadership selection process, I tell them, it doesn't matter what position you are still in charge of producing work.
Right.
Producing content. Because I don't need someone that's going to come in and say, I'm just going to be a producer.
Yep.
What is the name you produce?
Right.
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 So like, yeah, we got to be careful on like all these leadership positions too. Like, you don't want all these armchair quarterbacks sitting there saying, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. No. It's like, no, let me show you.
Right. A line of command, and they got
to
follow it.
Right. And then let me show you how to lead. And this is how to lead. You're going to get out there and produce a package and lead the team into that direction. So, that was just having that mindset,
right,
has been really helpful this year.
So that's a good you know, start to your career at Gulliver, man.
I think so. We moved a lot faster than I thought we would.
Well, yeah, onward and upward, buddy.
Onward and upward. We have a lot of friendly competition here in South Florida, so it's helpful to have that, because I think it really does propel the kids forward and make them want to work harder.
Well, I'll tell you, like, before you guys got here, you know, 10 minutes away from Columbus, Dorado Academy is literally 10 minutes from Columbus. And I said it during my speech at STN, and I'm going to say it again right now. Having a school of that caliber and that talent and that work ethic, those kids with that kind of work ethic, makes my kids want to do better. It's not hatred. It's respect. It's admiration. And my kids know that someone is working, we have to work as well. And one of the main reasons people are like, why are you bringing Zach down to Miami? It's going to make it harder for you to win these little local contests. I'm like, I want that. I legitimately want that. I told you this. Iron sharpens iron. And I've never held anything back from you. I don't gatekeep any of my information. If anybody wants to know what I know, CCNN Live at ColumbusHS.com, and we'll have a conversation. And I'll tell you everything.
Yeah. And that's true.
I preach what I say.
Check our text messages all throughout the days and nights. Like, hey, how do you do this? What's going on with this?
I practice what I preach.
Yes. Well, and it's important to know that, like, why we're doing this, right? Because I tell my kids, I don't do this because I enjoy teaching broadcasting.
Yeah, no.
I do this because what we're building is well-informed, productive, great communicators. Like these great people. We're building great people.
We're building adults. We're turning adolescents into adults.
Exactly.
And I swear, I believe this. Nothing against football, nothing against basketball, nothing against baseball, any other sport, any other club. TV production is the thing that I think emulates the real world the most. You got to collaborate. You might have to work with people you don't like. You have a goal, you have a deadline, and you got to follow through. It doesn't matter what career our kids go to, those concepts and those ideas will follow them everywhere. And if they can get good at it during TV production, they're going to have a leg up at the competition in whatever field they end up going to.
And you just think about all the life skills they learn.
I mean,
right? I mean, just like, for example, being on camera,
yeah,
on camera presence, like learning how to speak.
Well,
learning how to
these
carry
kids don't
yourself.
Know how to speak because they're on their phone 24/7. So, and when they start talking, and what was the other day? Somebody said, you're an RCP, or I don't know. Or an RPC or something like that?
Oh, MPC.
An MPC, yes.
MPC, yeah. It's speaking about a computer player.
Right, computer player something. Yeah. And I was like, what did you just say? And they speak in like in initials and stuff. I'm like, listen, we're going to have to communicate in a way. If I don't understand you, we're having a problem. If my son in fourth grade doesn't understand you, we're going to have a problem. So let's speak in a way everyone understands.
That's right. Well, moving into the year.
Yes.
When we got started.
Let's talk about some highs and lows.
Yes, highs and lows. STN Challenge. Can we go back to that part of the year?
Okay, so
highs and lows for you.
I'm going to start with a low.
Okay.
All right. Listen, I know what Columbus's reputation is. I know what our CCNN reputation. It's a love-hate for a lot of people, right? People have their ideas of what we're about. Whatever you have, I'm going to tell you something right now. We're just like everyone else. We take this very, very seriously, okay? This is our sport. I have certain rules at CCNN, And a lot of my kids broke those rules. And I took away challenge for them for 48 hours. And they were shook. I only took it away from the kids that were involved in the problem. And I had signed up for 7 events, and we were going to only do 2 with my freshmen and sophomores. The freshmen and sophomores ended up doing really well. The freshmen had, I think, News Story, which they came in second place, and my sophomores had News Story, and my freshmen had Feature Package. So News Story came in first, Feature came in second. All my seniors that were involved had 48 hours taken away from them, so I made it more difficult for them. And I wasn't going to let them compete at all, because my partner, Christina, was like, no, they're not competing. More information came out about what they did and what happened and who was involved. So then I just took the punishment to only the ones that were involved. And my kids came together. Instead of 7 days, they had 5. And I'd never seen them work so hard in my life. I mean, they came together and they put something. But it was a low for me, because that's how we start off the year. So the whole tone of the year was tarnished. And I had never experienced that as a teacher and a moderator and an advisor. It ended up being one of the best things that happened to us, because they worked so hard and they did really well during challenge, and they created some amazing content. But I saw them say, we have a challenge, we have a wall in front of us. We can fold and be like, this is it, or we can step up and actually get to work. And they stepped up. So I know it's a good thing, but for me that was a low, because I felt like I had lost my year at that moment. High. I had a lot of highs this year. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to give you 3 highs. Number 1, I am still honored to say that I am the STN Teacher of the Year, and being up on stage and giving that speech was one of the highlights of my life. Top 10 moments, all right? I think getting married and having my kids are obviously above that, but that's got to be up there. But the intro speech that you had Alexis do for me, which, first of all, you're a jerk for not telling me about this, because I was not emotionally prepared for that. I'm a big, rough, tough kind of guy, and I let my emotions out that night. In front of 3,000 people, I was crying on stage because, you know, he's someone that's very dear to me. I care about that kid a lot. We've gone through a lot in the last 4 years. I protect him like he is my son. That's why he says I'm his father figure. But that was, I'll never forget that. There's a picture of me up on stage that I'm like holding back tears. And I have that. I hold it very dear to me, because that's, I mean, wow, right? So that's number 1.
It was an STN moment.
It was an STN moment. Number 2 is, I have some freshmen that I never have freshmen that come in and buy in 110%. I never have it. And I had 5 freshmen this year that were like, we came to this school for this program. We are going to make this national team. We are going to go to STN, and we are going to compete and do well. And those kids, I mean, I am so proud of them. I think about them all the time. One of my kids, this kid, Nick Devalis, won Rookie of the Year. He had never done TV before, but he actually stopped running Couch Country because he wanted to do this more. And I'm so proud of that kid. That was a great, great moment. But I got to say, for me personally, my greatest moment at STN this year is my wife started her own program at Somerset Academy Prep. And she was like, well, you're the teacher of the year, so you're going to help me. Or else we're going to have problems at home. And, I happily would help my wife.
Well, she not only started a program, she dominated this
year. She did well. She yes. did well. She which was funny, because in our personal life, Natasha, she tells me a lot of times what to do, but she was like, all right, tell me what's up. And I would give her advice. I'd tell her, this is what I would do in this situation, whatever. She followed it, and her kids. I've turned CCNN into something that's like, it's a team. It's almost a machine. It almost runs itself right now, which is good and bad, because obviously if I had to give it 110% every single year as a teacher, I'd burn myself out. But the program, a lot of the times, runs itself, and I just kind of keep it guided, right? But also, my kids don't get excited. Like my freshmen this year, they got excited, but my sophomores, juniors, and seniors, they don't get as excited as they used to, because they're just like, yes, we know what we're doing. We're going to get it done. It's very a business-like mentality, and there's fun, but to see 6th and 7th graders, because that's all she had. She had no 8th graders, because her middle school was brand new, and how excited they were to go to California, how excited they were during challenge. I mean, I swear that gave me life this year, to see those kids and to see my wife for the first time. She was a first grade teacher. This is the first time she ever taught middle school. And she would always tell me, man, I'm jealous, because high school kids, they remember their high school teachers. They don't remember their first grade teacher. They don't remember their kindergarten teacher. You know, they might have a fond memory of them, but they don't have that bond and connection. And my wife now has that bond and connection with kids. And she's like, I could tell why people are addicted to this, because it really, when they're grateful and they just write a thank you letter. We just had Teacher Appreciation Week, and my wife was getting all these letters and she was coming home crying. She was like, I never thought I could affect someone like this. I'm like, you're, she's the best teacher I know. Like, honestly, forget titles. She is the best teacher I know, and she deserves that. So that's my best STN moment. That's my high.
I mean, she created a program from scratch.
From scratch.
From scratch to riches, right? Basically.
Yeah, she did. I mean, I'm so proud of her. Proud.
Yeah, we're all very proud of SoPrep TV, and they are giving all the middle schools a run for their money, because they are just, they're doing so well. Yep. So congratulations, Natasha.
How about you? Talk to me. Highs and lows.
I mean, yes, there were a lot of highs this year. Yeah. I think, first of all, it's hard to top the Crazy 8 win.
You were shocked. You were shocked.
So I record all the contests we submit. I try to record it with my phone, like the award ceremony, just in case they call our name, because it's nice to capture it and capture the reaction. And so I had my phone down there in my lap kind of recording when they got to Crazy 8's morning show. And when they say Carlsbad High School honorable mention, I was like, okay, dang. We tried. And then they said West Ranch, third place. And I said, wow, who won? Like, who beat those two great schools?
Great. Not great, amazing.
Right. And then American Heritage Broward. Right. I was like, bro. What's going on here? This, like, who won this? And, like, you can see in the video that I took, like, I sort of, like, lower my phone a little bit. Like, it's already in my lap, right. But I kind of, like, lean it down. I'm like, okay, like we're good. And then all of a sudden, like the host, they do this, they say, we need to do a drum roll. So, like, they kind of delayed the name to be released, but then the name graphic came on first before they read it. I didn't see the graphic. I saw my kids jump up, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I look to the left, and I see our name, and I'm just like,
you're shocked.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
I ran across the convention center.
Yeah.
I'm not the fastest guy in the world. It took me a good 10, 15
seconds.
Yeah,
you tackled me. It was great.
And when I hugged you, you were like, what just happened, man? Right.
The energy that was just running through us at that moment, and I rewatched the video because Mike took it another angle of it, which was perfect, because you can see all the kids' reactions. You can see all their smiles, all of their like just shock. I mean, it was just that at that moment, it was all worth it, because this was, you know, I was the new crazy teacher coming in saying, we're going to practice on Saturdays. You're going to give it your best. We're going to do all the, you know, spend time after school early in the morning. And so when that happened, it was like, wow.
Yep.
Like, it was all worth it.
Yep. Hard work pays off.
It's really, yeah, it's hard to put into words what that feeling was. And then, of course, to see my students go up on stage for that. And, you know, we won some other awards too, which was great. But that moment there, I just remember.
Yeah, that's your high.
That was the high. Coming close to that was me coming out on stage, being able to open STN, because I did not tell my students.
They're like, why is this guy?
What I told them was I had an STN meeting. And that was believable because we always
have STN meetings, right?
We always have STN meetings. So I told them right after Crazy 8, because we were all in my room, like, putting the show together. And then they finished. And then I was like, all right, everybody go get dressed and I'll see you. I'll meet you at opening, you know?
Right.
And so when I came out on stage and saw my kids, they launched out of their seat. I think they were the only ones, like, standing and cheering, and people were like, why are they so excited? I think it was a cool moment because, like, Gulliver has not been part of this.
Right.
Right. And what I told the kids in the beginning of the year, I was like, no one knows who you are. So this is your chance to make your mark.
Right.
Right. And I said, and we're going to come out of nowhere. And I was like, and that's the best place to be, right? Appear out of nowhere.
Not next year.
Confuse people. That's right. Well,
you're going to be welcome to the big time, buddy, because you're going to walk in next year to the Long Beach Convention Center and people are going to be like, there's Mr. Garrett. Right. Hi, sir.
Well, and I told my kids too, if we do the same thing we did this year, next year, we're going to lose. And that's a mindset, because and I have to bring in my great Georgia Bulldogs, because it was it's very similar. Because
it's so hard being your friend when you do this.
Everybody doubted University of Georgia, okay? And when they won their first national championship.
He lives in Miami, Florida, and he does this out loud in public.
Can you let me finish? Thank you. When they won their first championship, people were like, Oh my! Well, first of all, everybody was in shock. We had all these parades. It was a whole thing. We hadn't won since the '80s, right? And then everybody was like, "Okay, all right, you know, one time, one hit, like that's great. We're gonna move back to you know Alabama or whoever else." And then they did it again.
You know the hardest thing in sports to do?
What's that?
Winning your second championship. The first one is easy because it's fun because you don't know. You're working right. for something. But once you get it and you're there to do it again, you rest on your laurels. There's no other way of saying it. Going back to back on anything is the most difficult thing to do.
Right. That's sort of the message that I was sending my students this week as we kind of look ahead to next year. It's like, you know, this is going to take all of us. This is going to take everybody buying in, elevating everything we do and moving forward. So my high with that whole STN experience is really seeing the team come together. And we've said it so many times in this podcast, right? But my team really has come together like a family.
I love it.
Are there issues? Absolutely.
Of course.
There's always issues with every family, right?
Oh, dude, if I could tell you, if I could pull back the curtain and tell you all the issues.
You've shown me a few, I'm pretty excited.
This year was fun. This year was fun. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a never-ending roller coaster of emotions, I think. But what's cool is when it's time to get down to business, I think my team is ready to answer the call.
Well, you worked your butt off, man. You deserve it.
Well, I've had a lot of help. So, thank you and all the teachers that have been there to answer my call and that's really the whole point of why we do this, right? It's because there are so many people across the country involved in this organization. That are here to help. And speaking about this great organization and all the members, let's review. Let's just maybe we've got to pat ourselves on the back a little bit this year because we run the membership committee and
we have more new members than ever before in STN history.
I think we're over 550.
We want to apologize to all the Facebook groups that we're a part of. And whenever someone brings up, I'm having this concern, and Zach and I come on there and say, well, have you heard of STN? Right. Because that actually worked, my friends. That we got a lot of more new members to join STN. Hopefully, we get those new members next year to most of them to go to convention so we can keep on growing convention. But I'm proud about that, man, because for two schools in Miami, Florida, to reach schools all around the country and have them join and make them feel like they're supported, it's something that I've always wanted myself as a teacher, and I've been able to accomplish it and help it pass it on to other teachers. I know you and I are always on the phone talking to people we don't know, telling them what we would do, what we would not do, just pretty much doing like individual podcasts for them pretty much. And it's a great service is a big part of what I'm about. I make my kids do service. I have to do service as well. And helping other teachers feel comfortable, feel supported, and feel like they are not alone is something that I'm very proud of.
Well, it's the reason why we do this. Yep. And I think the Facebook algorithm really just, it turned in our favor because you saw it at the top of my feed every time I'd open it.
It was always broadcast.
It was another teacher that had a question. And I feel like my autofill on my keyboard was like, have you joined Student Television Network?
Yep, with the tag, yeah. Well, that was fun. But that was cool, man.
It was great to see that. And then just all the new members. And yes, speaking about helping other teachers, we also ran the mentorship program, which was great. So we have a lot of teachers in STN that aren't always in the spotlight.
But they want to help.
And they want to help. And they do incredible work.
Yep.
And so we had a lot of volunteers this year that said, I want to help and give back. And so what we did was we basically kind of gave every teacher that said that a few teachers to mentor that were new.
Yep.
And I think it's worked out pretty well.
Some people took advantage of it. Some others just were like, oh, cool, I have someone that I can rely on.
Yeah.
However it makes you feel and however you wanted to do it, awesome. That's what we're here for. Well, everybody has to feel comfortable with what they're doing in order to actually buy into it.
And there's a scale for this, right? There's like, if you know, your mentor is there. You don't have to talk to him every day, right? But you can maybe call him up every once in a while, ask him a question about equipment, or you can call him and say, so I'm moving to Miami, and where are the best places to live?
Yep, and then you curse them out a couple times. Why did I do this? No, I'm gonna pull the behind the curtain. I drive Zach insane. I drive him insane. Like I would send him a text message and be like, "Hey, this is Tuesday. Hey, this is Tuesday. Hey, don't forget this deadline. Hey," and poor young Zach right across from me probably just ignores half of my texts.
Okay.
Sure. And then when deadlines come, he's like, well, I can't believe it creeped up on me. I'm like, dude, you're ignoring my text.
There's no ignoring the text. Okay, first of all, let's just open this up for a second. Okay, if you want to open the curtain. All right. First of all, you don't text me at opportune times. Okay, there's a time in my day where I digest new information.
Excuse me. That's the whole point of text, to be able to send people information at whatever time you want, and at your convenience, you read it.
Yeah, but see, you don't send me text. You gotta like give me spaces in the paragraphs and give me some.
You're
like,
gonna get my text messages at 5 in the morning when I wake up, at 12 noon when I'm eating lunch, and at 3:30 when I'm about to leave. And then if you don't want to read them, leave them unread until it's an opportune time for you. I'm not going to send you a text when it's great for you. I'm going to send you a text for me. I'm reminding you. I'm helping you out.
But aren't you my mentor? You're supposed to do what's right for me.
I am doing what's right for you. I'm sending you a reminder of when to do things.
Yes, that was another learning curve for me this year, was trying to figure out all these contests and all the dates. And when you're producing a lot of content, you have a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to be very well organized.
Right. And so that's why like creating that all content tracker was really important for us this year. And that was a high too, because going into next year, like we can step up, but we can look at what we did and say, okay, this is the standard. Well, summer.
So
let's talk about it.
All right.
It's so close.
I'm going to tell you something right now, right? And people are going to probably be like, you're crazy.
They already say that. So
you're crazy.
They already say
okay. The reason why, I'm not saying that we're always going to be one of the top programs, but I'm going to make sure my kids are ready. We are ready because we do most of our work in June and July. And I just probably heard it. I heard it. It's going to keep on happening every single time someone listens to this part of the podcast. I'm not working during the summer. I know that. Teachers, I get it 100%. Don't even feel bad about what you just said. You're right. It's difficult. But I personally want to have my program do well. So because of that, I have them come in once a week in the summer and we practice for 8 hours. It's not a crazy 8 practice where we're all, it's just an 8-hour practice. And what I do in the summer, first of all, I have a summer camp. So the first 2 weeks of June, when we're done, I have 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in here learning the basics. A lot of the boys that go to my summer camp end up coming to Columbus. So I am not teaching my freshmen from scratch. I'm teaching them because they've already had the foundation built throughout middle school the way I want it to be taught. My incoming freshmen, my sophomores, juniors, and seniors will come in every Tuesday. And I post about it on Instagram. You can follow us. And this is the way it works. My freshmen and sophomores get a harder boot camp, right? We'll push them on how to write more. We push them on how to shoot correct video. We push them on how to do correct audio over and over again. My juniors and seniors, when they walk in, there's a prompt on my board. And they have to make that prompt into something. They could pick a PSA, a commercial, a feature, a news story, a vlog, whatever they want. I don't care, but they just got to tell me, what am I doing? I'll give them their guidelines, and they have 8 hours to create it. Now, 8 hours is probably not the time frame for a lot of these contests, right? Because I know that some of them are 6, some of them are 4, depending on your state, whatever. Some of them are 7. But 8 hours in the summer, when these kids are coming in voluntarily, is just enough pressure for them to get it done, but it also leaves enough time for them to be silly, have fun, and just build that family atmosphere. I do it with my partner, Christina. We cover for each other, but it's just something that I do for my team, and I appreciate it. You don't have to do this to be good. I know a lot of schools that don't do anything throughout the summer and are still powerhouses, but I just want you to know where we come from. So if you have this desire to be one of the top programs in the country where everyone knows who you are and you go to convention and challenge and fall nationals and all that stuff and you do well, this is my blueprint. It's not the only way to do it, but this is mine. And I hope that explains a little bit of what we're about. I know I'm not going to be the only one down here in the summer, this summer doing this.
Okay, so now that I'm fully moved in,
right,
I think it's time to make waves. This summer. And I've taken some inspiration from you and our other friends around the country that do work over the summer. And we are trying to create that camp experience because for you, having, you know, not having a middle school, it's a great chance for you to see those students. With us, we have a middle school, but we got to figure out what they already know and what they don't know so we can put them in the right spot. And so this summer, it's looking like it's called a boot camp. That's right. What we're going to create.
Yeah, and the numbers are going to be small because it's the first year. But once you have success right. in it, watch it grow.
And the magic is going to be – so that boot camp is going to be in August right before school starts because, you know, students, they go all over the place over the summer. But what's the magic that's being created is our returning students, which is what your camp is, they are going to be the teachers of this experience.
Peer-to-peer teaching is the only way you could do this sustainably.
That's right. Yep. And that right there, right in the beginning, and even if you don't want to do it in the summer, you can do it when the year starts.
Yep.
But in the beginning, it creates that trust with the student-to-student peer-to-peer experience. Because if it's just you teaching everything all the time,
you'll burn out, man.
You'll burn out, and there's too much to teach.
For sure.
And so if you empower your students, the ones that have really kind of specialized in all these different skills, they can help teach it. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a week and get them all in. These are going to be our brand new class. So we have over 30 students coming into our program next year.
Fantastic.
In addition to the ones that are returning from this year. So it's really going to be a cool experience. And so that's what I'm getting ready for this summer, besides maybe going on some vacations. I got to go back up to the Peach State just for a little bit.
Are you going to take the Brightline train?
You know, Brightline is not a sponsor of our podcast, but they should be. If you haven't taken the Brightline train.
Not our podcast. I don't want nothing to do with it. You should be sponsored by Brightline. This guy talks about this train that just started down here that takes you to Orlando, Florida. And he's like, we got to go. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I have a car.
Yeah, but okay, raise your hand, everybody, and I can see you.
Here
okay?
we go.
Raise your hand.
I'm sorry about this. I'm so sorry.
Raise your hand if you enjoy long drives. Right, nobody. Thank you very much. So
I'm here, man. I'm here.
No, you're not. You can't. Okay. I can't see you. There's a plant in the way. First of all, getting on a train and going to your destination and stepping off, I feel refreshed. I might have had a beverage. And now I'm ready to vacation my best way.
I understand why you left Gainesville, Georgia. Because you're bougie. You belong in Miami. This is your home. Like, you might have been born in another state, but your heart was always here.
Well, I remember when we used to do teacher talks, remember I was playing the Latin music playlist, and you were like, you belong in Miami. Yep. That was a year before you even told me.
Before you decided to come down.
I guess you were planting the seeds then, right?
Oh,
no,
God.
But I'm really excited for this summer. It's going to be great to just, you know, obviously first recharge.
Yes.
Like, this has been a very, like, fast-paced
year,
chocked full of experiences year, right? So we need a chance to recharge. But then next year we're looking to do great things again and figuring out how we can elevate now that we're going to have a larger team.
I'm going to give you some advice. Make it, tell them from day one, we are going to try to be more successful than last year. We are. But make it about the journey. Because I'll tell you, like, and I'm sure you felt it, right? I don't know. The first one's different. But if you win a couple of times, that moment is great for 30, 45 minutes. And then it's gone.
Right.
But when you look back on it, you don't think about that moment. You think about the practices, the funny moments, the mistakes. You think about all that stuff, and that becomes so much more worth it. When my kids, my alumni come back, they don't talk about, do you remember that moment when we won? No, they talk about, do you remember that moment when we were in Atlanta and we did this, and when we were in Seattle and we did this, or do you remember when we were practicing and I got a parking ticket? Like, those are the things that they're, so make it about the process.
Well, and I agree with that because, you know, looking back, yes, you're right. That award was incredible.
Right.
Hard to top it.
Yeah.
But I immediately thought about the three times we practiced. And next year we are like tripling our practices. And just side note, if you compete in Crazy Eights or any of these contests at STN at the convention, do a practice. Just do one.
Yep.
Because what it allows you to do is get the kinks out. Our first Crazy Eight
Karen
practice,
will tell us no. Karen will tell, and listen, that's why she's the,
well,
she's
Karen
the
runs
mom.
Off a different level of magic.
I don't know how she does.
She's
she
got
does.
A magic wand at her desk.
Does.
I don't
she
know.
Does.
Well, I'm going to see her this fall as part of my professional development.
I love it.
So I'll tell you where she's
Call
got
me.
Everything
yep. Yep.
everything hidden. No, so but you have to practice just at least get the kinks worked out because for us, our first Crazy Eight practice, we did not meet the deadline.
I remember.
And that was I remember calling you and I was like, this sucked, but I think this is what needed to happen.
And the second one, what happened?
You were crazy enough to volunteer your time, which we appreciated, and you came and helped us And
they're like,
and
that
our
bald
kids.
Man is very intense. Why is he doing this?
Yeah. Well, I think they said the guy with the salt and pepper beard.
That works too. So we're not telling you to go crazy. You don't have to be me or Zach. When you get back from Christmas break, and that's when most schools start.
Yeah, right? and that's when we started this year, and It was great. Again, just to get them all on the same page, and also it shifts the mindset. Again, if you're trying to get your kids to work a little harder for you, mm-hmm. shift the mindset away from just a class. This is an experience, a lifestyle, a yep. sport, a club. You've got to move this out of the classroom and get them on a weekend or even after school, host a 5-hour practice on a Friday afternoon yep. and just see what happens.
Yep.
And the kids.
And by the way,
really
this works for any publication. It doesn't have to be TV.
Oh, that's right.
Because I know some of our TV teachers are yearbook and newspaper. And stuff. You could create this concept with any publication you have.
And our online newspaper teacher, got to give her a shout out, Monica Rodriguez.
Monica, yep.
She is even talking about doing like a drop her students in a location on a Saturday and just go out and find stories. Because yep. she saw the magic in what we were doing with the Crazy Eight practices. And she was like, that experience is so cool.
It's
so
amazing.
I think we've hit that enough. But looking ahead to Long Beach next year, super excited to go back. And again, if you're, I know we said this on the last podcast, but if you're thinking, oh, it's going to be the same thing.
It's never the same.
And this is what I told my kids because, you know, I went last year too with my previous school. Going back to Long Beach for a second time.
So different.
It is so different because you feel more comfortable. You feel almost more in charge of the experience because you know the area. But I'll tell you, this year we went to all different places for our stories.
Yep.
Like completely different.
Yep.
And it still felt like a new experience. It was just nice to know where the ballroom was and where some of the other rooms were. So that was fun. But if you haven't experienced Long Beach yet, come out.
Yeah, man. Registration is already open for STN. You can sign up for next year already. For membership, yes.
That's right.
And I know Shonda and Sherry and Paul and everyone on the board is working really hard to make sure that we're going to have our schedules and our contest and the curriculum. Josh is already working on lesson plans for next year. So, you know, it's going to be something that you can use as a tool in your classroom, but also something that could help you build, you know, family and your team.
Absolutely. Well, as we close our podcast
for the season,
this season, we'll be back
in August.
This has been, I'll say this. This has been a really fun experience.
It is. I really look forward to laughing for 45 minutes with you and then cutting that all out.
Well, it's 45 minutes of raw recording, but what happens around that is all the outtakes.
Yeah. This doesn't take 45 minutes in and out. This is hours of just us laughing at each other.
Well, you know what's great is we always have a food experience around this podcast too. So we should maybe insert that into these podcasts because it's always fun to experience that. but thank you for being a great co-host.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate it. You put up with my crazy and you don't look at me like I'm weird because I actually care about TV and film production. So I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, I appreciate all of you. Thank you for listening. And you can always reach out to us
anytime. Even in the summer.
Right. Even in the summer, reach out to us through STN. You can you can DM us on social media, and we'll be happy to help you
Absolutely.
With anything you need. But
I actually enjoy doing that. So please don't feel bad. Reach out.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great summer.
Yes.
Enjoy wherever you're going, whether it's the Rocky Mountains, California Beach Shore, South Beach.
Or your couch. With a little nice show on Netflix. And a nice hot meal. That's vacation to me.
Oh, you're telling me. Listen, I have a 1-year-old and a 10-year-old. If you give me an hour and a half to watch some Netflix, I'm taking it.
That's gold.
Yes. Yep.
Well, we look forward to seeing everybody back next school year. We're going to take a break this summer and see you all back in August.
Absolutely. But we're going to miss you and have a great summer, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in. See you later. Okay.
Why do I do this job?
I don't know. I mean, I get paid every month. Do you?
No.
Sorry about that. We've already passed that joke. Let's just redo the beginning again because it was a little
choppy.
Okay, here
we go.
Thank you
Take
very much.
Two.
I'm going to cut that out. That's not going to work. I'm going to cut that out. Okay.